Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to That 590 Show. I'm your fat and bald host, Matt Berger, alongside Matt Rocchio, who's on a Walgreens run because he had a contact lens situation. He'll be with us shortly. John Giamatti Rudolph behind the dial, sporting a Boston's Red Sox cap. You know, you can't be wearing a Boston Red Sox cap on the same head that you wear a New York Yankees cap. I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
I'm a big Barstool fan, so I got the Boston.
I gotcha. Yeah, that's the only thing I don't like about Barstool Sports.
Is that they're Boston guys?
They're Boston guys. Yeah. So like, look, I got enough of that with Bill Simmons. I don't need any more than that. A bunch of massholes thinking that everything Boston is fantastic. It's Boston against the world. And trust me, Boston, they've earned it, man. I mean, they're all four of their sports teams have each won a title within the past like 15 years. They've earned that right to be arrogant. Doesn't mean that we have to like the suffering, though.
True.
And that's what they do. Better than anybody. I would say they are better about it than anybody. Like, okay, another thing that drives me crazy about it is that they don't understand that they're insufferable. Kind of like the B-fib.
Yeah.
Like, the B-fib doesn't understand that they're insufferable, and then when you point that out to them that they are, they get offended by it. New York Yankees, the reason why I love the Yankees and their fans, they know they're insufferable, and they don't care.
That's what I was about to ask. Would you rather take Yankees fans or Boston fans?
Oh, what do you mean?
Just like his crazy, rowdy, you know what I mean? Like,
who's worse?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Boston fans are way worse. Yeah. Actually, Philly fans are worse. They're the most...
Yeah, that's a good point.
They're the most aggressive. I think it was the great Bob Uecker who said that the Philly fans, that they if there's no games being played, they will go to the airport and boo good landings. That's how rough the Philly crowd is. That's according to the great Bob Uecker. The Bellman Automotive phone line is available at 855-282-8255. The text line at 855-282-8255. And you can add us on Twitter at 590show, at Matt_Berger, at Rock590, and at JohnRudolph22. Joining us at 620 will be Taryn Schaefer, online host of PGAtour.com. She was unable to join us on Tuesday. She promised me she would join us today, so she will be on with us at 620. At 640, Jeff Gordon from STLtoday.com. And then at 7 o'clock, Brett Okamoto, who covers MMA for ESPN.com. All guests appear courtesy of Bellman Automotive, BellmanCDJR.com. We have Mark. Oh, I was wondering, you know what I thought about this guy today? I'm like, I haven't heard Mark in a long time. He must be really hurting from this NBA Finals. And that's the reason why it's taken so long for him to call in. But Mr. 99.9% now joins us on the Bellman Automotive phone line. Mark, how you been?
I'm doing good. How are you about you guys?
Good. Real good. Can't complain. What's on your mind?
First of all, I wanted to talk about the Finals and LeBron James. Definitely, he needs some help on that team. That bench is horrible.
Bench is really bad. Really old and really unathletic.
Right. I don't know what happened to Darren. He used to be pretty good, man. I don't know what happened to him.
I think Darren Williams is just a notorious malcontent. And I think I was like that, too. For a while there, I thought he was the best point guard in the NBA when he was playing for the Jazz. I'm like, a lot of people don't know about him because – He plays in Utah. They don't exactly win a whole lot of games, and he's always going up against, at the time, you know, the Lakers and those glamour teams out west, so a lot of people don't know about him. I thought for a while that Darren Williams was the best point guard in the NBA, but then he ran – how do you run Jerry Sloan out of town? He runs right. Jerry Sloan out of town, and then after that, it started coming out that he's just a notorious malcontent.
Yeah, you could tell. I mean, I was like, wow, what happened to this guy? I thought the guy was going to be pretty
– I did too.
Good player in the NBA, man. What a big disappointment, you know.
Yeah, big time. They need Richard Jefferson. I think he probably needs to go too. He's been in the league now for like 15 years. Why he was still getting big minutes just tells you how unathletic and old and slow that Cleveland bench was. And I'm not sure what kind of move they could make. A lot of people are saying if Rocchio was here, he'd be saying it too. And I'm sure when I say it, you're going to agree with me, is that they need to trade Kevin Love to the Indiana Pacers for Paul George. I'm not sure that's enough that puts them over the hump, though. That's the thing. Mark, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
No, I'm sorry. We lost you there.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now. What's going on?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I would just say, you know, they're going to definitely have to upgrade that bench if they want to compete. That was the problem because LeBron couldn't even go out to get a minute of rest, and then with them not giving up the lead, man, it's ridiculous.
He'd be on the bench for 2 minutes, and if they had any kind of lead, it was quickly gone.
Exactly. That's the reason why, because he is
maybe one of two plus defenders that's on that team. No one else on that team can defend. The only other really good defender they have is Iman Shumpert. No one like Kyrie Irving is not a good defender. Kevin Love is not a good defender. Tristan Thompson, he grabs a lot of boards, but he really isn't a good defender either. That's not necessarily a good measure of whether or not you're good at defense is rebounds. But they need to get a lot more athletic. They need to get better shooters as well too. And tell me what you think about this, Mark. I saw that Adrian Wojnarowski, and he is probably the best NBA insider that's out there. He's saying that after this next year, this coming season, where LeBron can opt out, LeBron, unless they make some huge strides, LeBron is going to opt out, and he's either going to the Lakers or he's going to go to the Clippers.
Yeah, and I could agree with that. I mean, if they don't come up with, they're going to have to bring it, man. If LeBron sees that team and he says, hey, I can't win here. Of course he's going to leave. I wouldn't stay either.
I could see him going to the Clippers before I could see him going to the Lakers because the Lakers have a bunch of young players. I'm not sure that they're going to be as far along as they need to be in their development for LeBron to go there because LeBron's going to be running out of time eventually.
Right.
He may be starting to run out of time right now because he's going to be 33 in December. And yeah, he's Superman. No one has played, more minutes. No one's put more mileage on that body than what he has the past, 7 years. Eventually, that's going to catch up to you.
One more quick thing before I get off. This UFC, man. I was just reading a story about this guy, the War Machine, man.
Yeah.
Man, you talking about abuse, man, that's in the NFL. They need to start looking at this UFC, man. I have never seen any photos of this woman who got beat, Christy Mack, man. That was despicable, man, the way this guy did her, man. You know?
Well, sure. War Machine is in jail for the rest of his life, so I'm not sure what
of his life, man.
So what do you want done?
What I'm saying is, first of all, War Machine is...
Oh, and we lost Mark. Not sure what happened there. Let's head back to the Bellman Automotive phone line, and Jim joins us. Good evening, Jim. How are you?
Good evening, Matt. How are you?
I'm well, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I apologize. I got lost the other night when I was talking. I don't know if we had a dropout on my end or your end, so I apologize for
that.
That's
all right. It happens.
But anyway, I'm kind of chuckling a little bit here, Matt. We went out and got a player in Dexter Fowler who's supposed to be the leadoff man to help get the ball rolling on our Cardinal ball club. And now I've seen we've gone back to the worst base runner on the ball club to be the leadoff man. Now, I understand you only lead off once a game. But we now have a guy who should probably be batting third, had it batting first, where a guy like Fowler could easily a lot of times turn a single into a double, make things happen, for the defense of the other team to have to do things. But no, we're not going to do that now. We're going to go ahead and, again, put the worst base runner on the team to bat first because I'm sure that's what he'd like to do, and he's one of the manager's pets. This team is a mess. It's just a total mess. And, again, too, as you know, I always harp on pitching. I look in the box score the other day where Kevin Sechrest pitches one inning, throws four pitches, and, we cannot go ahead and prosper on what we have. I can't come back out. You bring in Rosenthal. He gets lit up like a lamp. Again, I'm going to say to you, have a great weekend. I hope you have a safe weekend. Enjoy the weekend. I want your comments on what I just said. And, again, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it, man. You guys all take care.
You too, Jim. And thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening, as always. As far as Matt Carpenter batting leadoff, he's hitting. I mean, he's a terrible base runner. I'm with you on that one, 100%. And part of the reason why they got Dexter Fowler was to be that leadoff guy. But for some reason, I don't know what it is. I can't explain it. Only Matt Carpenter can explain it. He bats better at leadoff. And the offense has been better with him batting leadoff. I was reading this piece that Derek Gold wrote in STLtoday.com about Dexter Fowler batting second, and he seems to be okay with it because he says he enjoys driving in runs. So if Matt Carpenter has no issue with it and if Dexter Fowler has no issue with it, then I can't see any reason why we should have an issue with it other than it kind of looks silly that we got this guy to bat leadoff and he's not batting leadoff. Got a text coming in from a brother, Brother Herbert. Hey Bear. Thank you. I'm enjoying listening to the most talented shaved head host on the station. Keep it up, Matt. Thank you very much, Brother Hey Bear. Look at that headband. You're like Danielson with that thing on.
Oh, I haven't worn this in studio yet.
No, you have not. Your microphone's not on either. I'm not hearing a word you're saying.
I haven't worn this in studio yet.
There we go. No, you have not.
Yeah, we didn't have a show yesterday. I was wearing it yesterday. I forgot about that.
Said he's like Danielson.
He looks like Danielson.
That's like, I didn't even think about that one. But now I know I can cross.
Brother Hey Bear, appreciate the kind words. It was great meeting you a couple weeks ago at the We Are Live event.
I know I can cross Karate Kid off of any questions for our new trivia game, because apparently Giamatti knows that one well.
Last night I was trying to watch the Cardinal game, and for some reason my Fox Sports Midwest on Charter was not working. And I was going back and forth with Charter on their Twitter handle trying to get it corrected. And
oh, that seems like an expedient way to do that.
Yeah, well, I mean, what can you do? So while I was trying to troubleshoot all this, I was watching My Cousin Vinny on one of the HBOs, and I forgot how funny that movie is.
Yeah, that movie is, it's actually a movie I didn't see for the first time until like 2 or 3 years ago.
It's really funny. Classic. I forgot how hysterically funny that movie is.
It's very good.
See, I'm with you. I didn't see that until probably about 2 or 3 years ago either.
See, that movie came out before you two were even born.
I would have put the probability of you never seeing that movie at 90% about 3 minutes ago.
Oh, no, it's a great movie, man. Karate Kid.
Back to...
Karate Kid is an overrated movie. Daniel San is the worst protagonist ever. Finding a protagonist that is more easily hateable.
Look, why do you crap on every single 80s movie? Was it like a month ago? You're crapping all over
Back to the Future,
and now you're going to crap all over.
It really is those two. I promise. It's just those two, because it's that Daniel San is the most hateable protagonist I've ever come across.
What about The Breakfast Club?
Who about them? Who of them is hateable?
No, I'm saying you don't like the
Why do you hate Daniel LaRusso so much?
Hmm.
Why do you hate Daniel LaRusso so much?
Ralph Macchio is unequivocally a weakling, a wimp.
I think that's supposed to be that way.
But here's
the, that's called casting.
Let's not forget that little Daniel San SOB. He wins with an illegal move. The crane kick is illegal.
How is it illegal?
They talk about it earlier in the movie. The crane kicks in a legal
move.
What
did they say?
Sweep the leg.
I don't remember exactly. But I don't remember exactly. I just remember. I don't watch the movie after I figure
well,
out
you know
role
enough,
in it.
Okay, you know enough to know that Daniel San is the worst protagonist in the history of
He's
film.
He's also super whiny.
Okay, that's part of it, Rocchio.
That's fine.
That's part of it.
That you're acting like the Karate Kid story isn't an overall archetype that has been used many times.
We've gotten
whiny, wimpy protagonists who are still fun, that you are still likable. My point is that Daniel,
you're the
San
only person I know that does not like him.
That's fine,
but I think this is kind of like what you do, though. You're kind of like the Skip Bayless type.
I swear to God,
no.
That's
what you do.
It's that I hate those two.
You hate everything. You're Skip Bayless.
I
think you're like, okay, everybody likes this, so I'm going to crap on it. How can I? Oh, yeah. Here's the reason why.
If I wanted to crap on stuff everybody liked, I could pick so many more classics, and I could go after them. But I don't. I stay away from them.
Danny Tanner texting in, why are people like that caller under this impression that Dexter Fowler is Billy Hamilton? He really isn't that fast at this point in his career. He's not a lock for a leadoff hitter. Put Carpenter where he hits best, and that's what I'm saying, too.
I also think Fowler's a great second-hole hitter.
And Fowler said that he likes driving in runs. I read it today in Derek Gould's piece. He likes to drive in runs. And if Dexter Fowler had a real problem with it, then you have an issue. Dexter Fowler doesn't appear to have an issue with it. So,
and that text makes a good point that he's not Billy Hamilton fast, but he's still a very athletic guy. And so, like I said, I think he's perfect for the two-hole. I like him there. And if it's going to make Matt Carpenter hit, because, again, we've always thought it might be this way. It's always been theorized that it would be this way. But it appears that, undeniably, Matt Carpenter cannot hit anywhere but leadoff.
Let's go to Hockey Bob real quick, Hockey Bob, because we got to get to Terrence Schaefer here. We got to get to commercial and then Terrence Schaefer. So real quick, Hockey Bob.
Really quick. You know, this is what I hate about movie critics. You know, movies and sports are 100% put on this planet to entertain us. If we're not entertained, instead of criticizing something, why don't we just turn the channel and keep our mouths shut? You know, it bothers the crap out of me that people constantly whine and complain and criticize stuff that they have no control over. Save that kind of stuff for for areas of your life where you can change it and make it better. The Karate Kid is a great movie, great series. There's nothing wrong with it. The role that Ralph Macchio played was the role that he was supposed to play. You know, people don't understand this, guys, and I'll get off with this, but the writers, the producers, the people that fund the movie, they're the ones who make the final decision. I guarantee you, if they didn't think that movie was good, if they didn't think that movie was going to make money for them, they wouldn't put it to the public to view. So let's leave these people alone, all right? Thanks. Have a good night.
Thank you, Hockey Bob.
Dumbest
Actually,
thing I've ever heard.
Until I met Matt Rocchio, I've never met anybody that, one, hates Back to the Future, and number two, hates the Karate Kid, and Matt Rocchio hates them both.
I do. I'm also.
But you probably like though. You probably so like the Boondock Saints.
I am so blown away.
You probably like the Boondock Saints, don't you?
But I can accept the fact that it's not a good movie. I like the Boondock Saints, but
I can't take you seriously.
I can objectively look at the Boondock Saints, watch it, and be like, this is not a good movie. I happen to personally like it. It's kind of like when I listen to music that I know is not objectively talented, good music or well-made music, but it's catchy and I like it when I hear it. And so that's like the one situation where I kind of agree with Hockey Bob, where I get out of the way of bitching about things. If I like it, I don't try to analyze too much. If I don't like something, I go as deep into it as I can to find reasons why exactly I don't like it.
Sugar Shane That's texting in that the Cobra Kai was the hero in that movie.
Yes, 100%. I completely agree with him. When I watch that movie, and I know this is stealing a line from a sitcom, I root for the Karate Kid, the guy who's been practicing karate his entire life. Not the kid who learns it from some random dude across a few months and then beats the kid who's been practicing his entire life, who's also bigger and stronger than him.
Rice City Lemming texts again, grab a down power line, Hockey Bob. And Danny Tanner texting back in, Rocchio probably has a Boondock Saints 2 poster in his room. He probably does.
There's something I've done only once or twice in my entire life, which is straight up turn a movie off or walk out of a movie theater. I will watch almost any movie. I will watch it all the way through because, contrary to Hockey Bob, I enjoy talking s about things, but I also, and so I'll watch anything I hate. Boondock Saints 2, I turned off literally 15 minutes into it and just bailed hard, never checked it again. Again, I like the Boondock Saints, but I can sit here and say on the radio without any problem saying it is a bad movie and it is probably a knock against me that I do enjoy it, but there's no doubt that I enjoy that movie.
Let's take a commercial break, and then coming up on the other side, we're going to be joined by Taryn Schaefer from the PGAtour.com. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.